What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, a judge has temporarily blocked a cut of vital research funding to universities across the country provided by the National Institutes of Health. But that fight is likely far from over, and it could spell some major funding issues for some Philadelphia colleges and universities. KYW's Nigel Thompson says the University of Pennsylvania has the most to lose, and it's why they've joined in on the lawsuit.
Penn joined 12 other universities and a number of education advocacy groups to sue the National Institutes of Health over the Trump administration's plan to cut indirect research funding. That's funding that supports ancillary costs to research, like facilities management and administrative duties. Elizabeth Duggins Peloso, Penn's senior associate vice president for research, said Penn's rate of indirect research funding is 62.5% of its total research grants. She provided a statement on behalf of the university as part of the lawsuit. The new Trump plan caps that rate at just 15%, which Peloso said would disrupt numerous ongoing clinical trials for cancer treatment, immunotherapy, and bone marrow therapy. It would also cost the school an estimated $240 million annually. Penn Interim President Larry Jamison said in a statement to the Penn community that NIH research funding has in the past funded the school's breakthrough research in CAR T therapy for cancer treatment and mRNA technology used in vaccines like those developed to combat COVID-19. Beyond the lawsuit, Jamison said the school is also exploring other ways to combat the cut or survive with its implementation. Other area institutions like Temple, Drexel, and Children's Hospital also stand to lose big if the cuts go through. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.